So we're learning about Hezekiah. The basic thing of Hezekiah, as we've been discussing last week, is that you shouldn't look at your neighbor's property because that harms him, invasion of privacy, tznius, inhibits his ability to use his property. There's one particular case which comes up a lot today, which is just barely touched on in the earlier poskim. That is the question of blocking somebody's view. Well, first of all, we should go back and say that our siman will discuss, we'll cover some of the sifim this week, the question of blocking somebody's window. Hezekiah means I can look out of my window to you and that bothers you. The Shulchan Aruch does discuss the reverse case. If I put up a wall right up against your window and seal up your window within four amos, I completely block your window. That is something which you have a claim against. That is discussed extensively in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. What's not discussed so extensively is the case of blocking somebody's view. You're not really sealing up the window. He still has air. He still has light. You're not turning his room into a cave or into some kind of stuffy, uninhabitable space. What you're doing is blocking his view. Today, we would really, I guess, break that up into different kinds of cases. There's a case where he had a view. He used to be able to see the ocean or the forest, and now he sees just ugly buildings. Or there's a case where you don't even block anything. You just add unsightly structures. You add windmills. You add power lines. You're not really blocking his ability to see anything, but it just ruins the overall view. I'm not sure the post can discuss that case at all. What they discuss mostly is the previous case where you're blocking his view. You're not darkening the room, but you're giving him less scope, less ability to see stuff outside his window. Is that a hezek recognized by Chazal or not? So this is a machlokas among the early Achronim, the Marlbach, notably the Marlbach and the Mabit. Marlbach is even earlier. The Marlbach was a generation before the Beis Yosef. Mabit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, but the Marlbach said that blocking a view is not hezek. Pesachei Tshuva quotes him briefly, secondhand, via the Knesset Gedolah. The Marlbach uses the pithy little expression. He says, hezek riyah shaninu, hezek minias riyah lo shaninu. Seeing too much is a hezek. Not seeing enough is not a hezek. Stopping someone from seeing enough is not a hezek. Mabit says that it is a hezek. Both of them, if you read their tshuvas inside, both their discussions revolve around a obscure little Gemara in Bava Basra and an associated Tosis. The Pesachei Tshuva, if you read it, you'll see after he quotes the Marlbach, he tells you Ayin Gemara and Tosis. He doesn't seem to have noticed that the Marlbach himself quotes the Tosis, probably because he saw the Marlbach in the Knesset Gedolah, who doesn't bring the whole Marlbach. But Marlbach and the Mabit both deal with this Tosis, but they come to opposite conclusions. What is this Tosis? The Gemara talks about a case of two brothers who divided up two properties. One of them had a building, one of them had an empty lot, a garden or an empty lot. And eventually the garden guy wanted to start building and he wanted to build a wall, which the Gemara says the building guy had an objection. He said, your wall is going to be ma'aplas alai. Your wall is going to make it dark for me. So the Rishonim, the Balei Tosfos, struggled to understand what exactly the debate was, what's the shaila. It wasn't so clear in the Gemara. The Gemara goes back and forth. If he's just really blocking the windows, it would be pashut, that Tosfos says that it would be a tiny other Gemara's mashma. It's not black and white. So what exactly is the case? So we have two shitas in Tosfos, the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Both of them have important implications lahalacha. The Ri understands that the issue is that we're dealing with an achsadra. The building in question wasn't an ordinary house. It was an achsadra, which is a kind of a gazebo or a porch. It's a largely open area. It has open walls or no roof. And it's an area that normally has much more light and much more air than an ordinary home does. And by building the wall nearby, he wasn't darkening it to the extent that it would become completely stuffy, completely airless, completely dark. But he was taking away some of the extra light that an achsadra would normally have. So he's not taking away the basic light that a home or a building is entitled to. He's taking away the extra light that achsadra people would normally like to have. And that was a debate on the Gemara. That's the pshat of the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is that we're not dealing with darkness or sealing off the room at all. We're dealing with view. Rabbeinu Tam says we're dealing with a guy who out of his window wanted to be able to see the vista, see his own property, examine his own property in the distance. And the other guy came along and was blocking the view. And that was the shat on the Gemara. So both the Mabit and the Marlbach deal with this shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the issue of the Gemara is blocking the view, but they draw different conclusions. Both of them begin by assuming that the sugya itself is difficult and complicated, but the sugya itself implies that even though we paskin that in the case of the two brothers who divided the properties and then one of them wanted to build, he was able to, and the other guy had no right to object, the poskim assume, the pshuto, that's only in this particular case of two brothers who divided and split, but in an ordinary case of two neighbors who just came in separately and one of them wants to build, then he would not have the right to build. That's the conclusion that the poskim draw from this gemara. Whatever the gemara is talking about, an ordinary neighbor who wanted to do this would not have the right to do it. Only a brother who divided they originally came from the same estate, they have the right to do it. Exactly what the difference is, you have to see the gemara. But basically, in an ordinary case of neighbors, the inference from the gemara is that someone would not have the right to do this. What wouldn't he have the right to do? Well, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it means he wouldn't have the it means that he doesn't have the right to block someone's view. So the Mabit says, I have Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that yes, that blocking a view is something which is considered a hezek by Chazal. Marlbach disagrees. Marlbach says blocking a view is not something that would be considered a hezek by Chazal. Rabbeinu Tam says it is. So the Marlbach struggles to explain why Rabbeinu Tam is not really an objection to him. One shot he says he disagrees with what I said before. He says the Gemara is talking about brothers, but really the same thing applies to any neighbors. You always have the right to build. It's not limited to brothers. He disagrees with the whole assumption. He has another pshat, though, that even if we accept what Mabit says, that the implication of the Gemara is that an ordinary neighbor is not allowed to build, is not allowed to block the view of his neighbor. That's only the language of Rabbeinu Tam is that the view in question was that the person who had the building used to be liros l'sedosa of derech ha-tarbitza. He used to be able to watch his own property, to examine and to keep an eye on his own property through the tarbitza. So the Marlbach says that's something you're entitled to be able to maintain a view of your own property. That's something which Chazal gave you the schus to do. But if you just want a view of open space to look out and to enjoy the view, because views are nice, that is not something that Chazal gave you the right to do, and therefore the Marlbach ends up with a dispute with Mabit about an ordinary case of view. You don't want to be able to supervise your own property. You just want to have a nice view out the window. We end up with a machlokus between the Mabit and the Marlbach. Mabit says that you have the right to object if someone blocks your view. Marlbach says that you have no right to object if someone blocks your view. Now turning to the Pshita of the Ri in Tosis, the Ri is the one who says that we're not dealing with a view, we're dealing with blocking light, blocking air, but we're not dealing with blocking all the air, we're dealing with just the reduction of air from a large amount of light and air to a lesser amount of light and air. And again, the implication is that the Ri is saying that in the case of the Gemara, the two brothers, it's not an objection, but in a normal case of neighbors, it would be an objection. In other words, even though normally the halacha is 4 amos, normally as long as you give the clearance of 4 amos, 6-8 feet from the window, that's fine. But when it comes to a structure like an oxadra that needs more air and more light, then perhaps 4 amos would not be enough. That's the implication of the Ri, as understood by some of the poskim. Now, the Rishonim already discussed in general when Chazal said there's a share of 4 amos. So we've seen throughout Siman Kufnun Hey, we've seen that even though Chazal often gave numbers, they often also said that Tzarech Laharchik B'Kdei Shel Yazik, that whatever it takes, whatever the specific Metzias is, you have to be Marchik. So the poskim discuss whether that applies in general to Hezek Riyah. Do we say the 4 amos is just a kind of guideline, but you really have to look at each situation and decide whether 4 amos is sufficient? And a number of poskim, the Rashba, the Maril, they say no. They say that they invoke the language of Kol Shirichachem Kachem, Chazal Meid Shiurim. You know, we don't have to evaluate each case. They give other examples like this, that we don't say it's just a guideline, but let's make our own number in each case. We say no, that's the share the Chazal made, and that's the end of the story. So the Rashba was asked, I didn't have a chance to look up the Rashba inside, but the Rashba is quoted as saying there was a case of a guy had an otzer or some kind of warehouse, and he thought that needed more air or more space, and the Rashba says it doesn't work like that. Kol shirichem kachem, Chazal said the share is 4 amos. 4 amos is the share, and we don't play games with it. However, along comes the Sefer Agudah. The Agudah is something of a das yachid here. Nobody else says what he says, and some posts can therefore say it's not lahalacha, but at least for we Ashkenazim, we do accept it. For us Ashkenazim, the Agudah says that based on the idea of the Ri, that an achsadra needs more air, more light than 4 amos, it's a different kind of structure, it's built, it's designed, it needs more space. So a shul, the Agudah says, a shul also needs more space. This is brought by the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. not the Beis Yosef and the Raman, not in Chashan Mishpat, and you're not going to see this in Arif Simon. This comes up in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses and Arachayim. The Shulchan Aruch Baskins, Habon Nekneged Chalon Beis HaKnesses, if you're building against the wall of a shul, four amos is not enough. Vishu Tzarech Ar Gadol. Shuls need more light. I guess you're doing a lot of reading, or maybe other reasons, but shul needs more light. It's like an Aksadra, and you need more space than four amos. How much space is not clear. Some posts can say eight amos. Might be another share, but the share is larger. Now again, some Achronim said that why should we pass like this Aguda? It's only one post who says and nobody else mentions it. Other posts can say just the opposite. They say nobody disagrees. You don't find any Rishon who rejects that Aguda. This is a common problem you have, the Achronim have, and Rishonim, if you find only one Rishon who says something. So do you say the Stima Saloshin of all the Poskim is Mashma, they don't hold like that, or do you say nobody else talked about it, but you know they all agree? Obviously, it depends on the case, if it's something that you expect other Poskim to talk about or not. But in any event, at least for Ashkenazim, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way, the Ramad seems to accept this, and the Mishnah Berurah accepts it. Mishnah Berurah actually brings a bit of an interesting discussion. Dan was asking before, does this apply to all public buildings, or libraries, or you know, other buildings, or is it limited to shuls? So the Mishnah Berurah says, brings a Prima Gadim, who's not sure if this even applies to the Ezras Nashim, or only to the men's section. Really not sure why there should be a difference. If the issue is because it's hard to read, you know, the Siddurim, you know, women have to read the Siddurim too. If the issue is just, I don't know, Ezras Nashim is less important for some reason, I'm not sure why. But the Prima Gadim is Mesopic, the Mishnah Berurah says. Sorry? You're listening to the Shlech Tzibur, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, especially the days of Shachar Chorma, it seems that there was a heavy discussion about, you know, initially you'll see if you motzi them, and, you
right.
know.
Right. Okay, so it's right. Maybe nobody was reading except the Shlech Tzibur.
So that's only the men's side.
Yeah, so, which is only the men's side?
Shlech Tzibur is only the men's side.
You mean you need a light for the Shlech Tzibur, but everyone else, men and women, will listen. That could be, yeah, so maybe that's the case. So I'm not sure exactly, I didn't have a chance to look up Prima Gadim either, I'm not sure exactly what the Suffolk is, but he's not even sure about the Ezra Snashim. And the Mishnah Berurah says that he thinks Ezra Snashim is not included. Havud lo losifalai says that good is a chiddush. Nobody else says it. But even if we'll say we accept it because the Balei HaShulchan Aruch bring it down, we apply the rule, Havud lo losifalai. We're not going to expand it past what he actually says. We don't know that he was talking about anything more than the men's section, and therefore we will not expand the case. We're not going to expand it to the case of the women's section. Now there are the tshuvas in the post. We also talk about these general questions about views and about needing extra light. There isn't really that much of a consensus, as far as I can tell. There is a tshuva in the Taras Emes, Aaron Sasson. He talked about a case of an estradar. I'm not sure exactly what an estradar is. I think it's some kind of Turkish or European word. Some kind of yard or open space that, again, is designed to have a lot of light, and ideally it would have more than the light that would be preserved by keeping things only four amos away from its windows, or four amos away from its place where light gets in. And he again goes back and forth on whether you're entitled to anything more than the four amos Chazal gave you. At the end of the day, he invokes the Aguda and says that the Aguda is lahalachi. He says it was a maisa in his city where they passed like the Aguda. He says. And he is inclined to go with this Aguda that in certain situations where you need more light, then the halacha does change. It does change by the type of structure, the type of use, and then a structure that needs more light would be entitled to get more light. And I've seen several contemporary poskim who also discuss this type of question. They approach the question again from the perspective of the Aguda and these other things. Do we have the right to modify the halacha based on the type of usage of a specific property or not? One thing I saw also, which we've discussed earlier in Iskei Shcheinim, is they discussed the question of the value of the house going down if you take away the views, if part of the value of the home is predicated on having good views, then is that a case? So we discussed earlier that the ikra lahalacha, the poskim say, is that in the general case, that is not a taina. If something is not considered hezek al pidin, the fact that the home valuations will go down, that does not cause it to become hezek. Nevertheless, some poskim try to argue, I don't fully understand why, I haven't had a chance to read their arguments in enough detail, that in some cases here, if an essential part of the point and the value of this house is being a beach house or a vacation home, where part of the main point of the structure is to have good views, then in some cases we will take that into account and we will say that you can't take away the view because that's essentially destroying the the function that's destroying, that's destroying the function of the, again, either the view or the air or the light or both. But if that will destroy the value and the utility of the place, it might become a hezek, although again, it's not clear. And just to repeat again, we said, you know, view is machlok sakranim, whether that's a taina. Needing light, getting more than four amos, is there is a good precedent in Aksadra, although it's considered, well, in Aksadra and basic Knesset, well, it's difficult to know whether that can really give you other cases. So all these things really end up in, you know, are really uncertain, to a large extent, uncertain lahalacha l'maisa.